You're listening to another great podcast in the MyMac Podcasting Network.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Elisa.
Are you ready to record episode 429 of Geekiest Show Ever, or have we just talked ourselves out? We just spent the last 2 hours talking.
It's debatable, so let's debate it on a podcast episode. We'll find out.
One thing we did not talk about in those 2 hours is what we bought for Black Friday.
Yeah.
Did you buy anything?
I did quite a bit. And you know what? It's you know, this whole Black Friday, Cyber Monday business, I don't know about you, but I don't even know what the hell to call it anymore, because it's never just one day. It's never just on Black Friday or just on Cyber Monday. It's like they start the sales weeks before, days before, whatever, and then they still seem to continue. Like, for example, I'm just going to dive right into it, because we got a lot that we want to talk about. We're going to go through our links really fast. I do have them linked on show notes. I will try to put links to it if I can. I don't know who's looking at the links or listening to it, but I'm just going to get started. So, for example, because this is kind of timely, so at the time that we record this, for example, 1Password, they have a Black Friday sale, and that's what it's called. It's called a Black Friday sale, and it's 50% off for 1 year, and it's only for new customers. So Elise and I cannot benefit from this, but we're telling you, the listener, that if you click this link in the show notes that I am going to put as soon as we publish this, because I got it ready, when you click this, if this is a big if, by the time you listen to this, if you click this link, we'll find out if you're actually reading the show notes. If you click this link, you'll get 50% off your first year of 1Password, and that's a pretty sweet deal, because it's like for, let's just say you're one person with a vault, it's $2.99 a month, so it's like, I don't know, $35 some or whatever. It's under $40. It'd be half that. So if, you know, if you're thinking about it and you're curious, like, yeah, what's the big deal? Like, Apple came out with, you know, the newest operating systems for iOS, iPadOS, macOS. It's got a built-in passwords manager, and you might be confused as to, like, is it a real password manager? Should I just use that? Should I use an actual password manager like 1Password? The answer is yes. Yes, you should. But maybe you don't want to pay for it. Well, give this a try, because then it's only going to be, like, you know, around $20 or something. So give this a try. Then you can make up your mind between the two. So just go do it, okay? All right, next thing on my list, we are Rakuten affiliates, and I'm going to have my Rakuten, as I always do, my affiliate link. And right now, it's more important than ever to be clicking those affiliate links, because, and I'm also, this is a little bit of a, I don't think it counts as a double dip. I don't think so anyway. But let's say you go to my Rakuten affiliate link, and you, or Elisa's, in this case, maybe do Elisa's Rakuten affiliate link, because then you're going to use my setup affiliate link. So say you go, you click Elisa's Rakuten, you sign up for Rakuten, you become a Rakuten member. And if you don't know what Rakuten is, it is one of these places. It's a little bit creepy big brothery, but for a good cause, because yes, it's gonna see everything you buy. Yes, it's gonna see those sexy underwear that you bought. I don't care. You shouldn't care either. Who cares? We're past this, aren't we? Come on. You get cash back. It's like clipping coupons, right? They know what you buy.
I look at Rakuten like a shopping mall.
Yeah.
So if you have a mall near you called, you know, the Tucson Mall, that's Rakuten.
We do have a Tucson mall.
Do you? And inside the mall is a Macy's and a Penny's and an Apple Store and a Best Buy and an Orange Julius. You know, there's a Retro.
Yep.
And all these different stores. Well, that's the different stores in Rakuten.
Yes.
And what Rakuten is saying is, hey, if you go to Macy's and you make a purchase, we're going to give you back 3% of your purchase.
Right. You go to Macy's, you buy a Yankee candle, for example. Hey, Yankee, you could sponsor us, because, you know, we like Yankee. You buy a Yankee candle and you get $3 cash back. Like, they know you bought it, right? So what? It's a candle. It's a big deal, right? So anyway, you sign up. It's like, it is. That's a great explanation. It's like a digital mall. It's like a digital strip mall. And you see all of the pretty logos. Anyway, so you go, you sign up for Rakuten, you use our affiliate link. We get a bonus. We get a bonus for telling you about it, because why shouldn't we, right? Then you, I mean, you can go tell your friends and then you get a bonus, right? That's how these things work. And then once you sign up and you spend money on it, we get that credit, you're going to get the cash back. But what you do is you go to my setup affiliate link and you sign up for a setup free trial. Except when you use my affiliate link, you don't just get 1 week or 2 weeks, you get a whole month for free. But when you sign up using my setup affiliate link to get that month free and you use Elisa's Rakuten and you're a Rakuten member, you're going to get 5% cash back. So you're going to get a month free to kick the tires on it. And then when they start charging you, you're going to have gotten 5% cash back on that. So you're going to pay whatever the total, whatever plan you pick. I don't know what that would be, but whatever plan fits you best and you pick that plan, you're going to get 5% cash back on that. So that's a pretty good deal. Okay. So that's the first one through Rakuten. The second one is, this is funny. So the secret's out. I'm going to be turning 50. Yay. I'm not old enough to be 50, but you know, believe what you want to believe.
That was so far in my, in my rearview mirror. 50. What is 50?
Oh, come on. Shut up. You're old enough to be my aunt or my big sister.
Yeah, much older sister.
Much older sister. Yeah. So I just joined AARP. I'm now a card-carrying member, literally. I should say not a physical card-carrying member because I am a geek after all. So I did add it to my Apple Wallet. Elisa, you do have it in your Apple Wallet,
don't
you? I do,
too, but it's also in my physical wallet.
Okay. All right.
I use it for hotels.
Yeah, that does look like a pretty good deal. I did poke around on the travel membership area, and that looked pretty good. It looked like a, I don't know, I'm going to have to pick your brain later, because I was looking at, you know, flight airfare and car rental, and I just thought, wow, that's really, really cheap. Is that too good to be true? I don't know. Looks pretty good. Anyway, so I figured out through... Now, when I did this, to be fair, you got to watch these things. You got to be checking. You got to go on Rakuten after you join, and it'll give you notifications. It'll let you know about sales if you sign up for that thing or if you go and check. So I have been checking. So right now, for example, there's an AARP deal, and it's going to expire soon, so you got to get on it. It is $9 for a 5-year plan through their Black Friday sale, which is still going on at the time that we record this. So you got to click it as soon as you hear this. I mean it, because I don't know when it's going to be over. You know what I mean? It's $9 for a 5-year plan. Okay. So do the math, carry the one. And then if you do it through the Rakuten login. Now, I would suggest that you do this online, because let me tell you, I took one for the team. I tried my hardest to do this on my iPhone, and it made me feel like a 90-year-old, let me tell you, because, oh my God, AARP, if you are listening, you need to hire me or something, because the user experience was terrible. It was awful. Trying to do this through the iPhone, it was terrible. It would not let me use my password manager. It would not work in the, and it could have been that it was, maybe it's Rakuten. Maybe Rakuten, you need to hire me, because trying to get through to order an AARP membership, it was awful. I couldn't do it. Anyway, it just, the text fields wouldn't work. It wouldn't autofill my password manager stuff. It wasn't very secure. It wouldn't let me pick a good secure password. I had to hand key it in. It was terrible. I had to end up just abandoning that and doing it through the web browser on a desktop. So do yourself a favor. Don't do that on your phone. Do it on your computer or you know, request the desktop browser on an iPad or something where you can see it better. Because none of us is getting out of here alive, and none of us is getting any younger, and our eyes are terrible. Do it on an iPad. Request the desktop version and do it in a browser. Go log into your Rakuten. Go get the AARP $9 for 5-year deal that's going on. Excuse me. And then right now it's $20 cash back. But a couple of days ago when I did it, it was up to $30-some cash back. So I got $30 cash back. So maybe when you do it, maybe they'll change it. Who knows? Even if they don't, $20 is still pretty good. So you go, you get the deal. They'll give you, you know, pick out your free gift, get your free tote or whatever. And then the way that I figured it out was I was able to get $30 cash back. Even if you get $20 cash back still, you go and you get that plan, you use it a couple of times. Like you said, for hotels, for me, I might go to Denny's a couple of times, rent a couple of hotels, rent a couple of cars, get a couple of discounts. It's over 5 years. You're going to do that stuff anyway. It's going to pay for itself. If you get that much cash back from Rakuten after buying that plan, and you go and you make use of the discounts, the money that you save on the discounts, that's going to pay for it. So it's basically free, the way I look at it. So I thought that was a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Also, before you move on to the next item that you bought, make sure if you are a desktop user, if you are a computer user, put the Rakuten extension in your browser.
Yes.
Because every time you go to a particular website, it will pop up to let you know that it has cash back.
Yeah, there's a gotcha there for me. I should do that. In fact, like right now I have the Honey browser extension turned on. I prefer Rakuten as far as like, you know, cash points or whatever. Honey does something similar in that you can get cash back, but it's like a point system. I prefer the Rakuten because that's like cash. It literally gets you cash back. It deposits it into a PayPal account, which you can then redeem and just transfer it right into your banking account if you want. So I do prefer that, but those two browser things can kind of conflict and stuff. And so I ended up, I basically turn it off. I keep the extension turned off in my browser because it tends to slow the pages down, or some certain pages won't load and things like that. Or I have to, like, you know, give it permission. And then I sometimes forget. Well, not sometimes. I'll confess, most times I forget. So I do lose out on a lot of discounts. So Lisa's right. You should turn it on, but just be aware that it can kind of mess with your browsing experience. So if you're going to be like me and keep it turned off, just make sure that when you do go shopping, that you remember to turn it back on, and then just remember to turn it back off again. So just be careful with browser extensions because they can mess with your browsing experience. So I have a client that had a DuckDuckGo browser extension on, and like, for example, I think we're still trying to process of eliminate, but it was driving us crazy because, you know, we had it set so that 1Password would constantly keep asking for the unlock, the vault unlock code, and it just kept asking and asking and asking. It's like, what we said, you know, give us like 2 weeks, you know, or something like that, and it just kept asking. And finally we unchecked the box for, I think it was the DuckDuckGo privacy extension or something, and then that's when it stopped asking all the time. So I don't know. It could have been that. I'm not exactly sure. But just be careful with those extension browsers. So that's my little PSA on that. Okay, ready for the next one?
Ready.
Okay, the next one is Mint Mobile. Now, this isn't something that I bought. This is something that I already have. But I am a Mint Mobile user. And so I will have my Mint Mobile affiliate link in there. So go ahead and click on that. And if you are in the market for a new cellular plan because you want to save money, getting these prepaid plans, I'm telling you, that's where it's at. I do not miss the monthly bill life, as they say. I am much happier just saving my pennies. You know, I budget for it. It is a big chunk of change, you know, to have to pay several hundred dollars all up front at once. But let me tell you, if you budget for it, if you save for it, in fact, all of this stuff, if you utilize these cash back type programs and stuff, and you have it set to go like in a little slush fund for yourself, like, for example, say we use Apple Card. I have it set so that all the cash back gets dumped right into my savings account, and that's a high yield savings. With the money that I save doing that, it pays for my cellular plan because all that money gets set aside and then it earns interest. And then come time for it to renew, well, then that money is there, and then it just pays for the cell plan. So it is a prepaid plan. And what's nice about that is you don't have to worry about getting charged for going over your data plan, or, you know, you don't have to worry about all the overhead costs. Because remember, when you're having your, say, AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile, you know, all the big carriers, you're paying for, now this is fine if you are the type of person that wants to use all of these perks and features, that's fine. You know, good for you, that you do you. But if you're not like me, like I don't check the call logs like I used to. And I didn't use all of the parental features because all that stuff is built into my iPhone. I know how to use that. the insurance plan, and there was all these other things, all these other perks, and you know, free gifts, and you know, tickets to concerts, and all these other perks and things that are part of the cellular customer experience. I just wasn't making use of. But you're paying for all of that. You're paying a lot extra for all of those extra perks that are supposedly baked into your monthly contract. And I just thought, I don't use all that stuff. So I'm fine to just live without that stuff. So I just pay a prepaid plan and that's it. I just budget for it and I'm fine with it. So anyway, if you think like I do, then go join Mint Mobile and be happier for it.
I liked Mint Mobile, except it didn't have any coverage in this house.
Yeah, you were having a
big
problem.
In this neighborhood. I mean, I had no coverage in the basement. Yeah. That's the only reason why we had to let it go, and now we have Spectrum.
Yeah.
And which has a monthly bill.
Was it just your basement, though, or was it...
The basement. Yeah, the basement. And mm-hmm. sometimes, depending on the day, depending on the weather, you know, walking through the house. Sometimes I would get a good signal and sometimes not. And there's just something about this particular neighborhood that Mint Mobile just doesn't work for. But with Spectrum, I've been completely fine. No problems whatsoever.
I do experience that. I will be honest. And it does, I will say, it does kind of suck when I have to make a cellular call. It is difficult to make it here in the office. Like if I'm going to look at my phone right now, it's the same thing. I have one tiny little bar. That's it. In my office, in the front of the house, I have one tiny little bar of cellular service. So yes, cellular phone calls do suck right here in my office. And that sucks. But the problem is, or the, I shouldn't say the problem, the thing is, it's not actually a problem for me because, I mean, A, first of all, I could turn on Wi-Fi calling if I wanted to, but I don't because I don't want it to drain my battery. It's one of those risk versus benefits analysis. And I end up just sticking with them. You know why? Because I had that same problem with AT&T when I was on AT&T. I had the same problem. It could have something to do with interference because I've got all this tech in here, right? It could have something to do with just the positioning of the antennas. Who knows? And I'm near a big mountain or something. I don't know. But what I have found is the solution is when I want to do a cellular phone call, which is rare, because most of the time when I'm talking on the telephone, I do a FaceTime audio call, which that goes through Wi-Fi anyway. So when I have to do a regular, like a cave person, when I have to do a regular cellular call, then I just go sit in my rocking chair by the window in the bedroom. That's where I like to sit and talk on the phone anyway. So I just take my iPad if I have to take notes or something. If I'm doing like a tech support call with a client, that's usually over Wi-Fi, right? Because we're doing screen sharing. So I don't need a cellular call for that. We're going to do a FaceTime audio call anyway. You know, on the rare occasion that I have to call somebody first to make a phone call, it could be a little bit problematic. Usually I tell them, you know, if we get disconnected, I'll call you back, yada, yada. Or like I said, I'll just take my laptop or my iPad to the back bedroom where I do have a signal. So that's kind of been my solution for that. Where there's a will, there's a way is kind of my attitude towards it. So I just don't make enough cellular calls for it to be such a problem for me. I know it was a problem for you because you make a lot of phone calls from the basement or just, you know, from your house in general. And it was enough of a problem that you really had to switch carriers. So that I get. But for me, it was like, I found a workaround. You know, my neighbor will call me and she's on T-Mobile and she'll call me and we're right next to each other. We're within feet of each other. And when we're on a cellular call, she's on T-Mobile, I'm on Mint Mobile, which is using T-Mobile's towers. So we're essentially both on T-Mobile. And the phone call's completely mangled. We're feet away from each other. And so I'm like, oh, call me back on FaceTime audio. She always forgets, right? Or I forget. We call each other back on FaceTime audio. It's perfect. Perfect call quality. So, yeah, I mean, come on. It's just, you just got to find a workaround for these things. So that's what I do. That's why I'm able to stay on Mint Mobile. I've just kind of figured out how to live with it. That's just how it is. Okay, next one. And I think, did we both get this one? Hulu for 99 cents? Yep, you renewed it.
Yes, we did.
Yep. So are you watching Murders Only in the Building 2?
I already watched it.
Oh, you're done with it. Okay, I have about 5 episodes left to go. It is so good. I thought, season 4, I thought, oh, I don't know, this is going to keep dragging on. Nope, I'm still enjoying it. I still like it.
It's one of those shows that I don't think I don't think it's very good.
You're not
but I watch it.
It
anyway.
Yeah, no. I like it.
Actually, Tom started watching it, and I believe he made it through maybe two episodes of season one and said, nope.
He noped it, huh? Oh, well, I told you, you know, I've been working so much that I just don't hardly have much time for TV anyway. So Murders Only in the Building is Nate and my new TV baby. So, and that's, he's able to get through one episode before falling asleep. We tried to watch two last night and nope, he noped the second one. So we still haven't finished... not Game of Thrones, House of Dragon. We still haven't finished that one.
We watch at dinner NYPD Blue. We're up to season six.
Okay. Is that a good dinner watching show?
Well, it's crime. It's crime drama from the 1990s into the early 2000s. We watched this show almost 30 years ago. And it's enough where when I look on Internet Movie Database and I see certain characters that are going to be coming in future episodes. Oh, yeah. I forgot that that person was a cop and that person did this and this left. And like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And that these two people got together. And like, oh, yeah, it's all coming back to me. But we're still watching it as if it was the first time. So we watch one at dinner and then we watch another one after dinner. And then he retreats to the basement to watch sports. And then I watch... I was catching up on Paramount shows and
now you have Paramount with Spectrum, right? See,
yeah, see, it's Paramount
found out
Plus.
There's another Dexter. Did you see that? There's another Dexter. There's
yeah.
two.
Yeah, I don't think we made it through the first episode of Dexter. We just did not. That was a number of years ago. The problem with Paramount Plus is since I'm not paying for it, there are so many freaking ads.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just ad after ad after ad after ad. And I'm thinking, do I want to start paying for this again so I don't have to deal with these ads?
Well, that's what they're hoping for, yeah.
Well, that's when we go up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And now, like, have you seen this? I know they're doing it with Hulu, but they're doing it with pretty much everything. Now, if you pause it, you get an ad on the pause screen. Oh, my God. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, they do an ad. Actually, earlier today, I had, like, a little bit of time to kill. So I decided I would watch I Love Lucy, which is on Paramount. So I'm on my iPad. So I open Paramount. I click on I Love Lucy. It shows me a couple of ads, then it does that, you know, the intro, and I just do skip intro, and then it brings me to four more ads.
Oh, my God.
Before it even goes into the show. I'm like, are you kidding me? But that's not what I said. I added a couple of extra words.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. Paramount Plus, I'm looking at the page right now. I think all the sales are done with. It used to be, they did have a deal for $2.99 a month, but it's back up now.
Yeah, I paid, before it became free, I paid $60 a year, and that included Showtime. I got it for 50% off. And I was just about to buy it again this year. I want to say September might have been when I get an email from Spectrum. Hey, Paramount is now free. I'm like, oh, okay.
So it's $60 if you get, so it's, let's see, Paramount Plus Essential. This is just terrible. You have to pay $60 for the year and it's still ad supported. You still have to watch ads. Even though you've paid $60. You still
Amazon has ads now on Prime.
Oh my God.
You have to pay more if you want them to get rid of the ads. I'm like,
I just think that's terrible. You're paying. Why do you have to pay to watch ads?
Yep.
I don't understand how they can get away with that. That's horrible.
Yep.
I mean, I guess I'm thinking like, okay, so I have Apple TV Plus in our bundle, and there are sort of like ads, but they're ads for other shows. So I guess I don't feel like they're ads.
And you can skip them.
Yes, you can skip them. And yeah, and they're just ads for other shows. They're not
Remember back in the day when you would rent a DVD? Sometimes you had to spend 10 minutes going through all the others. And
yes.
I don't remember now, but I remember reading something where there was a certain button you hit on the remote. And if you hit that button, it would skip all the ads and go directly to the movie itself. instead of you having to fast forward.
All of this stuff was like, we were supposed to be able to cut the cord and stop paying the cable companies all these absurd amounts of money. And now it's death by paper cut, because even if you wanted to pay to, for the ads to go away, for just for Paramount Plus, now with Showtime, so that's basically like two networks, and just to get the ads to go away, it's $119.99, so $120.
Right. That was the one year that I was going to get for $60 at 50% off. Mm. And we watched one Showtime show. It was Your Honor.
All for and one I, show.
And I think...
That's what I mean, because Dexter's the only show that I would watch. That's the only show that I would watch. So I'd be paying that much for one show. It's like, I'm sorry, I love you, Dexter, but I'm not going to pay that much for Dexter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's such a racket. Anyway, so, back to our list. We got a little bit diverted by Hulu. So Hulu was 99 cents. That's why that did seem like a pretty good deal. And yes, it is ads, but I'd rather pay, you know, $1 something and have to watch ads than a lot more. So I was willing to make that much of a concession. Okay, so that was my enough for like my online services. And now I'm going to go through this list pretty quickly, because now these are little things that I got online, and they all have some kind of like a technology geeky kind of bend to them. The first one, and I'm going to have links to all of these. So the first one is the, do you remember those clicky pens, the ones with the four colors that you could click down?
We all had them back in the day.
With my Trapper Keeper.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
I used to use these to ADHD much. Tell me you have ADHD without telling me you have ADHD. I used to use this to color in the little rectangles inside the fold of my Trapper Keeper. Did you do that? Did you have a Trapper Keeper?
I don't think I had a Trapper Keeper, but what I would always do, and I still do sometimes, is I take my pen and I fill in like this, the, like, say the word is, I don't know, I can't even think of a word right now.
Some
bamboo.
Like, yeah, like the bamboo. Word bird or bamboo. It has two O's and color in the circles.
I fill in the O's. Mm-hmm. I fill in the B. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, so if you had a Trapper Keeper, you would have done the same thing. When you open up the Trapper Keeper inside the fold, it had this like pattern that was little tiny rectangles. And I used to take these and click, fill it in, click, fill it in, click, fill it in. Yeah. I don't know how teachers could stand these clicky, clicky, clicky things, but we had them. And this was the original Apple Pencil for me, so that's why I like it. So anyway, the deal is that these went on sale. Thanks to Bob Wood for pointing this out, but these had gone on sale for like $5 and you got a 3-count pack. So I had to get them because these are going to go in the stockings. Good stocking stuffer. And the kids love them, you know. Going to drive me nuts with the clicking, but, you know. And then, of course, because it's all your fault that I'm all addicted to all this lighting stuff, I have to have lighting everywhere. Oh, my God. And because they went on sale for such good prices, and because I'm taking one for the team, and because I will be reporting back on this, this is going to be my next little toy thing to play with. I am obsessed with trying to figure out how to get lighting and things connected to my HomeKit. And so I bought, when it went on sale for a really good deal, like maybe under $10 or something around $10. I can't guarantee these prices now, of course. I did get one. They always come in like 16.4 feet LED strips, strip lights. I did get a Miros set of LED strip lights. And now these say that they work with Apple HomeKit, says it right in the link. And then I got a set of Govee lights, because I remember you said last time, oh, you will lose your ever-loving mind. I'm like, that's what I need to do. I need to lose my ever-loving mind. That just, when you said that, that just sounded so good and so comforting. Like, I need, because I don't want to watch the news. I don't want to deal with things. Like, this is what I want to do to lose my mind. I want to sit in a corner somewhere and just be playing with and programming Govee lights. This is what I want to do for mental health. I just want to sit there and just program lights and just see what I can do with the strip. Can I make it do this? Can I make it do that? Can I program it? Can I save it? Can I make it do it from my Apple Watch? Like, what can I do with it? But the thing about Govee is that it is not compatible with HomeKit, but I have bookmarked articles to read for later that and articles in Reddit where people have said that they have gotten it to work with HomeKit with some kind of workaround. And I am just so excited to see what the hell that workaround is going to be. So that's going to be something that I'm going to tinker with. And once I figure that out, then these are kind of like my training lights. Like these are going to be like my LED training lights. Like I started with just dumb lights, right? That's what I have, say, on the top of the kitchen cabinet and behind the TV right now. I just have dumb LED lights. And I've made them smart by plugging them into smart plugs. So I have those. I talked about those last time. I have those Casa plugs. Mm-hmm. And so that enables me to talk to them and tell them to turn them on or off, okay? So that's great. You know, I talked about it before. My husband loves to come home and say, "Hey, Iris, good evening." And that turns everything on. And then at night, we say, "Good night." And it's like saying good night, moon, to the house. And I love it. It makes me so happy. We can turn them on and turn them off. Okay. Well, that's child's play because now I want to make them turn different colors. And you can't do that with just a smart plug. So now this is why I want to get the smart strips. I want to graduate to the actual smart strips. And I believe that that's what I'll be able to do with the Miros strips. I think I can say, "Hey, Iris, let's get it on," you know, like have them turn red or something, you know, like that's what I want to do. I want to make a scene in Apple HomeKit that says, you know, I'll say, "Hey, Iris, let's get it on." And it's going to like, you know, play, "Let's get it on." And it's going to turn red. And you know what I mean? It would just be so funny just so I could do it. And just like, just to see the look on my husband's face would just be priceless. It would just be so much fun. So that's just how geeky, that's how my geeky brain works. So these are going to be my practice play strips that I'm going to try to, I'm just going to do it with a 16 footer and try to make it work on the back of the TV. Because, like I said, the dumb strip that we have on the back of the TV just goes on and off. Oh, and just check this out. So I have on the Apple TV, I have a couple different apps, one in particular that I like that puts a really pretty aquarium screensaver. And so I can change the color with the remote like a cave person, but you have to walk up to it. You have to like go get the remote and you gotta, oh my God.
The humanity.
You have to walk like four steps up to the TV and then you have to angle it up there. You have to like point at it. It's just, it's horrible.
Humanity.
It's just torture. It's exhausting.
I'm in physical pain.
I know. It's painful just talking about it. I think I need a support group. There needs to be a support group for people like me.
Hey, remember when we had to actually physically go to the TV and change the channel with the button? And all they had was ABC, NBC, right. CBS, and PBS.
And it was like a circular dial.
Yeah.
And it clicked. Yeah.
Yeah, click, 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 mm-hmm. click. And you had to like turn it all the way around clockwise. Yep. And then you had to go counterclockwise to get back. And then you had the rabbit ear and like, all right, turn it this way.
Oh my God. In college,
I am that old.
My roomie and I, we were X-File fans. And we could only watch X-Files on our TV in our dorm room that she found in the trash, mind you. And I was so grateful that she found this old TV that somebody was getting rid of. And we found out why, because it needed rabbit ears. Well, I found the rabbit ears at like Radio Shack or something. And so we put the rabbit ears on it. But we could only watch it if she would sit at one part of the room and I would sit at the other part of the room. But we could not sit next to each other. And she had to like hold one of the rabbit ears like one way. I don't know. It was weird. Like we had to do some kind of weird thing and summon spirits and it was a whole thing. But that's how we watched our X-Files. That's how we got our X-Files fix. Because we would do anything for X-Files. Anyway, yeah. So I have these two practice strips. And then once I can get it working with the TV where I can put these on the back of the TV. Oh, so back to the aquarium. Yes. Thank you, Ritalin. The aquarium screensaver that I have. So what I've been doing lately is normally I wanted these originally because I wanted a red light on the back of the TV because I do have a scene that's called theater. So when we want to watch a theatrical movie, we have the Philips Hue lights in the lamps. And then we say, "Hey, Iris, theater." And what that does is now we have to go into the kitchen because you can see the kitchen lights a little bit from where we are. It's not quite an open floor plan. There is a wall there, but you can still see the glow. And so I go into the kitchen like a cave person. I take the remote and I turn the kitchen cabinet lights red. And then I have to go like another cave person and grab another remote because they're not paired to the same thing. You see the problem here. And I have to go and turn the TV backlight to red. And then I can sit on the couch and then I can say, hey, Iris, theater. And then it turns the couch lamps red. And then we can watch our movie because, you know, then I get the sound just right. And then we have all red lights and it's like a movie theater. Well, once I replace all of the dumb red lights with smart lights that I can talk to, then I can say theater and it'll turn everything red from the kitchen to the living room to the back of the TV, and everything will just turn red. So that's where I'm going with that. That's going to be the end goal. So I'm going to be practicing with those. And then once I get through those, then I'm going to try to see if I can do the same thing for the outside of the house. I'll probably get to that next year sometime, but that's the end goal. So next on my list, after those two links for the LED strips, are some more Wi-Fi smart bulbs. Part of the problem, one of the reasons why I got this set, and these went on sale for like, I think these were like under $20 for like six of these. Now, I happen to have, you know, those canister lights that go up into the ceiling?
Yeah.
So I do happen to have six of those above our dining room table. And we do have a dimmer switch. So the dimmer switch is going to have to be replaced with a regular switch because I did try to put some regular white LED bulbs in there, just not smart bulbs, but regular LED lights because they're incandescents up there. Well, I found out the hard way, you cannot put LED bulbs in those canister lights when you have a dimmer switch. You know why? Because they will buzz. They make a terrible buzzing noise. You have to have incandescent or dimmable. They cannot just be, maybe they make LED dimmable bulbs, but we don't have any. That's the problem. So we had to put old style incandescent, energy wasteful, dirty bulbs in there. You know what I mean? Like the dirty kind that waste energy. And that's been bugging me. So, because we're trying to get this house like down to like, we're trying to replace everything with LED and make everything so that it's voice controllable or motion sensor so that we can save on our electric bill. Because then we also have the solar panels. So we're trying to make, not net zero, but we're just trying to reduce our energy consumption by converting everything to LED and making it smart, right? And so that's the goal there is I'm going to put those six bulbs in there. We're going to convert that to, because we won't need the dimmer switch anymore because we'll be able to talk to it and tell it to, you know, put it to 50% or whatever, make it whatever color. And then those six bulbs, that's going to be part of the theater scene. So those will be red too. Because a lot of times, you know, somebody's wanting to eat something while we're watching a movie and the dining area is part of the open floor plan. And that's really annoying when you want to watch something on TV and somebody's got to have a snack and have those stupid incandescent lights on. And it just irritates my sensory issues. So now I can just say theater. All right, you can have your
Pop-Tart. It says here on the website that the bulbs are generally not compatible with traditional dimmer switches.
Right, which is why we have to take that out and put in a regular on-off switch. But see, we won't need the dimmer switch anymore. That's why I'm willing to sacrifice that. We can take the dimmer switch out, put in a regular on-off switch, and then just leave it in the on position. You can get this little plastic tab that basically keeps it turned on all the time so that nobody can flick it off by accident. And then it'll just stay on all the time because then we will be controlling it with things like scenes that automate turning the lights on and off at a certain time of day. So for example, I could just say, well, we always eat dinner at 6 p.m. So I'm just going to program the lights to come on at 6 p.m. And then we won't have to worry about anybody. Nobody will have to flick a switch. And if they come on and we're not ready to eat, we can just control them with our voice and just say, oh, not ready yet. Or just, you know, we can control once those smart bulbs are installed in those canisters, there's no need for a light switch. Now, if say I think that they are intelligent enough that they're Bluetooth or something that let's say the internet goes out and we can't use our voice to control them, then you can still pull the little tab out and turn the light switch on or off. You can still operate them with an on-off switch. You just can't, you know, change colors and brightness and things like that. Then it's just going to be a straight on or off light. You know what I mean? Then, like say, one of my relatives that is not into tech comes and like, well, how can I just turn the light on and off? I just want to turn the light on or off. Okay, fine. Here, You know, if you're going to stay at my house for the week and house sit and you don't want any smart stuff, then here's the light switch. Just pull the tab off. Here, you can operate like a cave person. Fine. There you go. So that's the plan for those. And then just along the same line of lighting theme, then I got some motion sensor lights. So in our laundry room, I'll show you a picture later, but the other homeowners previous to us, they had a ceiling fan installed in the laundry room. And it just slays me. I don't know why would you install a ceiling fan in this tiny little laundry room? And so we had since, when we got new kitchen cabinets, we didn't want to get rid of the old kitchen cabinets, so we repurposed them. And so we had them installed in the laundry room and in the garage. So nothing went to waste, and so now we have a little bit of the storage. Well, so then it became even more cramped in there with the ceiling fan. So we just pulled the ceiling fan out because it ended up getting broken anyway. And we put in this motion sensor dome light. And I think this thing was like maybe 10 or 12 bucks. It's super bright. In fact, we even don't even have it on the brightest setting. And it's wonderful. So again, we just leave the light turned on. And it's motion sensor. So now when you walk in the room, it turns off. I mean, it turns on. And when you leave, within a minute, it turns off. It turns itself off again. So it's great because it's nice and bright. And so, you know, this is an ideal situation because this is the area. It's the laundry room that leads out to the garage, like so many home layouts do. And of course, you know, when I come home with like a car full of groceries and I'm trying to get in the house and my hands are full, you know, it's a lot to have to try to turn the, you know, unlock the door and turn the light on. So I have everything voice and motion activated so that my hands can be full and I can still get in the house with my voice and motion activation. So I can unlock the door with my voice. I can open the door and I don't have to worry about fiddling with the light. And this just turns on with motion activation. So this one is powered. And then the next one down, now this is a, a motion sensor LED rechargeable light. Now there's two different styles of these. This one I recommend. These are super bright. They're a little bit smaller. What's great about these is they are rechargeable and they are magnetic in that you can either with a sticky or I don't know if these come with a screw or not. I know some of them have come with a screw. I think these just might be stickies. I put these in the garage because I put this right above the door so that in the nighttime when I come home, as soon as I walk up to the door, it's motion activated and it illuminates the lock. So I can see to either punch in the code or use the key or whatever. And then they're also magnetic. So we have a metal cage that stores stuff. I can just stick it to that. And then if I need to see something, I can just pull it off and use it like a flashlight. So I have these.
We have these.
Oh, do you? Yeah, I have them in the closets.
We have them in the kitchen under cabinet.
Yeah, they're
for and we use cabinets. The adhesive to put under the cabinet. Mm-hmm. The problem, there's only one problem with them. And that's that I forget they're there. Because I don't see them. We don't have the motion because motion would be too annoying because every time you do something, they would pop on.
Yeah.
So we would turn them on ourselves, except I forget they're there, which is on me. So it's nothing wrong with them. And I've only had to recharge them once.
Yeah, they do keep a charge for quite a while. Like I think now I had one in the laundry room before I put in the dome. And I think I was charging that maybe once a month or so. But I even have one stuck to my exercise machine that's near the steps for the dog. So she sets it off and then she can see to get up into the bed. But these are just so handy to have and they're really great stocking stuffers. So, you know, get a pack of these things. They're really great. So I love those. And then this next thing down, I'm talking about mounting things. This is the second time that we bought this because we ended up getting a brand new TV that I talked about previously. And so we still have the old TV. And so we're going to put that in the guest bedroom. And so we just got the same wall mount. And the thing I love about this TV wall mount is that, and these are hard to find, it centers on itself. A lot of the TV wall mounts that we had found, they don't center on themselves. You either end up pulling it out and it goes to the left or it goes to the right. This one pulls straight out from the center. And then when you push it back in, it goes straight back into the center again. So, because this is right above our fireplace. So I really like this one because then we can center the TV. It's not off to the left. It's not off to the right. It's perfectly in the center. We lucked out because we were able to mount it in such a way that there is a stud in the center. A lot of times with fireplaces, you don't have a stud in the center, but I don't know how it worked out. but it did. And then the next couple of things that I have, the last couple of things, last couple of things I have on the list are Eufy cameras. I love my Eufy cameras, so now I got a couple more because I wanted to put one in the garage because I did start doing the Amazon delivery in the garage because I found out that we happen to have the kind of garage door that I could hook up to Amazon so that when I have a delivery day that falls on one of the free, I think it's called Amazon Key, they can deliver it and just put it right inside your garage door and close the garage door. So that's worked out pretty well. But I do want to put a camera in there so that I can also see what's going on when people come in the garage. So I got a couple of Eufy cameras. One is the solar one, and that one won't need to be charged. And the second one I got for like another little owl camera, and I got that for $20. So they do go on sale, so keep an eye on those. And then I got some mounts for them. And then the last thing that is on its way here is I finally did get a new office chair because these are really, really old and getting painful to sit in. And I got a couple of armchair cover pads. So I will have links to those in the show notes. And that is my list. So yours is shorter. What did you get for sale? I had to grab all of this stuff because, you know, it's the end of the year and these are business supplies. So got to get those tax deductions in there.
Yeah. I didn't buy nearly as much as you, but as we talked about earlier, I renewed Hulu for 99 cents a month. Now, that is the one thing you do need to do is you can't use the same email
right
every year. You have to switch it back and forth. So, what you know, so that means you lose all your favorites, anything that you had in My Stuff, the place where you are. So you said you watch Only Murders in the Building. If you're on episode 3 of season 4, you have to remember that. For when you switch over to remember, okay, I better turn on season, you know, 4, episode 3 or 4, wherever you happen to be. But, you know, small price to pay for 99 cents a month. Imazing was 50% off.
You know what? I got that one too. Thank you very much.
And I paid $20 for 2 devices. So I figured I haven't upgraded iMazing since 2016, so it was time. So that backs up my phone and my iPad. I was waiting for Ancestry to have a deal. The last deal I had only covered me for 6 months, and I get the All Access, which is all the records on Ancestry, newspaper.com membership, including their plus. With newspapers.com, there's 2 different memberships. There's the basic and there's the plus. And of course, all the newspapers that I need for my family are on the plus. This is part of the All Access. And it also includes Fold 3, which is a military records. For me personally, I have not found it to be helpful, but maybe for someone else it would be, but it's all part of it. I ended up getting it for 50% off. So it costs me for the full year. It ended up costing, it was either $249 or $259. I forget which one, but $249 or $259 a year. And through Rakuten, I got back $47.80. That is a huge chunk of change for buying something that I was going to buy anyway. So I got that. I bought an iPhone 15. And the way I did that is my son was up visiting for Thanksgiving and he needed a new phone. So I said, okay. And he wanted an iPhone 15. I said, well, Merry Hanukkah, Happy Christmas. There you go. So I took him to the Apple store on Black Friday. We went, I forget when we went. I think it was late. It was either late morning or early afternoon. I forget exactly when we went. I have never seen the mall that crowded. So
oh, yeah.
The economy is doing good. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You just helped
I have
out a little bit more.
Never seen the mall that busy on a Black Friday. It was crazy where we had to park, but it was fine. We're both walkers. It was fine. The nice thing about the Apple store, it was packed, but I walked in and I said, I want to buy an iPhone. And they get, okay, go over to that table and someone will be with you shortly. I walked over, someone was right there. I said, I want to buy an iPhone 15. Well, you've got, I said, I want an iPhone 15 in this color, this size. And he, oh, okay. They're not used to people knowing what they want. They're used to people going in saying, I want an iPhone.
Yeah.
Tell me what I want. So we went in, we ordered it, paid for it. And because Shane didn't have a lot of stuff on his phone, we did the iCloud transfer right then and there because he traded in his phone. And once he saw everything was working well, he traded in the phone, gave him a $75 gift card, which is why we went with 15 and not 16. I went home and I ordered an iPhone 15, used his $75 gift card toward it, and then I got $250 trade-in for my iPhone 13.
Nice.
So that has already been mailed back. They've received it. That's processing at the moment. I did that on November 30th. December 1st, I bought an Apple Watch 10. And I did it separately, so they'd be on two different bills on my credit card. Because I've already paid for the iPhone 15, that bill came on December 1st. I don't need a watch. The only reason why I did it is because I am getting back the $399 from my health insurance policy. And they've already processed it. I haven't gotten the money back yet, but they have already processed it. I checked that. So my health insurance company paid for it. I'm getting $180 trade-in for my Apple Watch 9.
Nice.
So like, you can't beat that. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I renewed Peacock for $20 a year, which is what I have been waiting for. I watch Peacock to watch Days of Our Lives. Yes, I still watch Days of Our Lives. I've been watching since 1984. It is total garbage, and I still watch. They had a deal. Let's see. When was my renewal? My renewal was in August, I think it was. So the only deal they had back then was 4 months at $4.99. Signed up for that. As soon as they had this deal for $20, immediately signed up with a different email, and then canceled my fourth month at $4.99. So hopefully now I'm on the right schedule with Peacock that when it expires, the renewal should be the $20, even $25, and I just go back and forth with the emails, which mm-hmm. is fine. But that's all I bought. Everything I bought other than the Apple Watch were things that I needed.
Yeah.
My iPhone 13 was 2 years old. I did the same thing, bought it 2 years ago, Black Friday, got the 75 or 50 or whatever they were offering at the time, traded in my previous phone, whatever that was, I think an iPhone 11. And the reason why I got a 15 and not a 16 is because the 15 gave a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a yellow. I didn't care because I figured it was going to be in a case.
Yep.
Now, the one thing I do kind of regret is I also got Shane an ESR case. It was $15 and change on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered one for myself. It was $16 in dark blue. I could have gotten a forest green for $22. That was an Apple branded case. And I really liked my Apple branded case that I had before. But I said, I'll get the blue one. Should have gone and spent the extra $6 and gotten the Apple. Mm. This one, it's not that it's a bad case. It's that it's a little slippery.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's not, doesn't have that grippy feel like the Apple silicone does.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to the gym and when I do an Apple Fitness Plus workout on the treadmill, the phone just starts sliding down and I'm like pushing it back up and it's sliding down.
Mm-hmm.
And when I checked on Amazon again, it's back to $49.
Add it to your honey drop list.
So I just said, not that big of a deal. Not the end of the world.
Add it to your honey drop list. Maybe it'll go on sale again. Sometimes they do.
Yeah, I don't know. Otherwise the case is fine. Mm-hmm. It does what it's supposed to do. Shane's happy with his. I just wish it wasn't as slippery.
Does it have the magnetic ring on it so that it'll stick to MagSafe?
No. Oh. Yeah, yes. It is a MagSafe. That was a requirement that it was a MagSafe. Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good.
Definitely a MagSafe because that's how I charge.
Yeah. Yep.
But now I have to go out and buy some more cables. In fact, I was looking through drawers and I have all these USB-C to C cables.
Yeah, like, there you go.
But I was like, where did I buy them? When did I buy them? How did I get them?
You're living the USB-C life.
Well, I mean, you know, you look in your cable drawer.
Yep.
And where did I get this
drawers,
one?
Plural.
Or like, where did this one come from?
Uh-huh. Yep.
What does this one do?
I get excited now because now that everything's going USB-C, that's what I was looking forward to, because now you can just kind of leave them around the house and you can pretty much just plug in anything and you don't have to have all these different cables. Oh, can't wait till everything's
USB-C. Yeah, that's something
USB-C.
Else. Yeah, when I like as part of his gift, I got him the phone, I got him the case, and I also got him the Anchor you know, wall outlet. And
great.
I think it came with, I can't remember if it came with one or two. No, I ordered separately. It was either one or, yeah, I think it was 2 6-foot cables.
Nice.
So he'd have something for the house, and I said, and then he had something for the car. I think he had something for the car.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I know what it was. He has USB, maybe he had USB-C in the car. I can't remember now. But he said it worked in the car. I'm like, okay, good.
Sweet.
So he can use his CarPlay.
Now wait, what version of Apple iPhone did he get?
He got the same thing. We both got an iPhone 15.
Nice. Ha ha.
I almost bought the Pro, and I decided
you don't need the Pro.
It's not worth the extra money for
overkill.
The size. In fact, I even talked to my cousin. He's got the Pro Max. He bought that last year. And I said, I think I'm going to buy the 15. He goes, yeah. He goes, it's not really worth it. Not the price difference isn't worth it.
That's overkill for your needs.
Yeah. So I figured, this is good enough. The yellow, the colors are horrible. They were all pastel. That's why I said, just give me a yellow. No one's going to see it. It's going to be covered in the case anyway, so who cares?
I'm happy with my blue because, I mean, it does poke out the back, the camera, and I can see it, but it looks really great with my purple case, so I'm fine with it. It works. Oh, boy. Well, I guess
it's time to wrap up.
Yeah, we got through our shopping lists. We did a lot of shopping, but a lot of great deals. I mean, you know, it sounds like we're just consuming for the sake of consuming, but this is all stuff that I think really improves our quality of life.
Yeah, I don't do that. I am not a conspicuous consumption. That's what my father always would say. Oh, you're just conspicuous. No. I needed Ancestry so I can continue doing my genealogy research. I needed a new phone.
Yep.
The watch, you know, you could argue, but I'm getting the money back.
Right.
And that's going toward paying for the humidifier, the house humidifier that was installed yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that's going, that check goes to that. The TV we're going to be watching, you know, the setup, the one password, you know, the Mint Mobile, all those things, those are you using on a daily basis. It's not like you said, well, let me go out and get 3 more pairs of shoes and let me go out and buy a coat, you know, that I don't need. No. That's
right, and all the lighting that I'm getting, yes, it might be a little bit frivolous, but it still is a business expense because everything that I do, I am doing for clients. I mean, everything that I'm doing and learning, they're asking me to set the stuff up in their homes. So,
it does work for me, and it's also making your quality of life better. It's making your life comfortable so that when you sit down at night to watch a movie, the environment. Mm-hmm. is set up that makes you comfortable and enhances the viewing experience.
Well, not only that, it is going to end up saving on our electricity costs because LED is so much more efficient, and because I can set up on scheduling and voice control and things like that, you can have them turn on, turn off. So it's no more leaving lights on, you know, because we have kids and they get forgetful, and it's easy, and I've seen it happen. It's easy to go out into the garage and get something and forget to turn the light off. That has happened. I've done it. Everybody in this family has done it. And that door to the garage is solid. You know what I mean? There's no light. It's not like, oh, I left the light on. You know what I mean? There's no way to know unless you go out there. So, yeah. And that's actually what was really bothering me, because I just seen that light be left on so many times, and that bulb is like near things. I'm like, no, it's got to be motion sensor. It's got to turn off by itself. So now I can sleep better at night knowing that it will shut off by itself. So it just makes me that much happier. Yeah.
So Melissa, if people want to get in touch with us and tell us what they bought on the Black Friday weekend, how would they do so?
Oh, we have a variety of ways. We have our website, geekiestshowever.com. You can also send us an email. Our email address is podcast@geekiestshowever.com. If you go to our website, there is a tab that's called Contact, and you can click that and fill out the form, and that will send us a contact. And we also have links on socials. So where are we at on socials? I know we're all over the place.
Well, not so much anymore.
Yeah. We're trying to make it a little bit easier.
Yeah. On for Geekiest Show Ever, we are on Blue Sky at geekiestshowever.bsky.social. Mastodon is at geekiestshowever at techhub.social. For me, I'm on Mastodon at mastodon.social at Sensei Dai. On Blue Sky, I am at Sensei Dai on bluesky.social. For Melissa, just go to themacmommy.com and you will find all things Melissa. But if you want to get particular, she's at themacmommy on Threads, at themacmommy on mastodon.cloud.
And Blue Sky and, yeah, all those places.
Just everywhere but Twitter.
Well, I'm still there technically, but
yeah,
I won't be answering there.
we don't talk about it. And to be honest, I'm on Mastodon. I don't go on Mastodon. Mm-hmm. I don't like Mastodon. I don't understand it. But I will get a notification if you get in touch. So feel free if that's what makes you more comfortable.
We like to meet people where they're at, which is why we're on social everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So with that, we want to thank you so much for listening. We will be back in a couple of weeks. And until then, please stay safe.